This is Day to Day with a story of our times that's one part handsome, one part ugly. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. Okay, here's the part that looks pretty, sort of. Cosmetic medicine is becoming much more widely available. Now you can get it in lots of ordinary doctor's offices.
Here's the ugly part. General practitioners are now practicing Botox techniques because it's getting so much harder for them to make a living the old-fashioned way. Rachel Gottbaum reports.
This is the 1064 ND YAG laser. It is used for skin resurfacing. It helps with fine lines and wrinkles, pore size.
Cheryl Heinzman is demonstrating how to use this laser machine to remove wrinkles and skin blemishes. These beauty services are not being offered in a skincare salon. Heinzman is a nurse at Cape Cod Internal Medicine Associates, a primary care private practice.
Acne scarring.
Does it hurt?
It feels like a little pinprick.
According to the American Association of Family Physicians, more primary care doctors are offering cosmetic services to boost their incomes. While Medicare payments to all doctors have remained stagnant over the years, the cost to run a primary care practice has increased by 20%.
The overhead has just skyrocketed.
Marianne Fenney is the office manager at Cape Cod Internal Medicine Associates. She attributes much of the increase in costs to the massive amounts of paperwork.
We're reimbursed at the lowest rate, yet we are the quote-unquote gatekeepers, which means we have to get prior approval for every X-ray, CAT scan, MRI, now mammograms are being added in. So all of this falls on the primary care person.
The percentage of overhead expenses for primary care doctors is higher than almost every other medical specialty. Fenney says to make up for the financial shortfalls, these doctors have to see as many patients as possible.
We try real hard in here to give the patients the time that they need, but it does mean that you have to cram more patients in during the day. You have to work longer hours just to keep your head above water.
Fenny's husband, Dr. William Fenney, has been practicing on Cape Cod for 25 years. He says he's become disillusioned with his profession.
I would not go into primary care if I had it to do again.
Why?
Because of my long hours, because of the poor reimbursement, because of the loss of satisfaction of patient care.
Fenney won't say how much he earns, but primary care doctors make on average about $145,000 to $185,000 a year. And most say they have to work a lot harder to maintain that income.
We've become a hamster on a hamster wheel.
That's Dr. Thomas Bodenheimer, a professor of family medicine at the University of California at San Francisco. He says primary care doctors are paid to diagnose and treat patients and earn about $60 for a basic office visit, whereas a specialist who does a colonoscopy makes about $200 for a procedure that takes approximately the same amount of time.
We've been hamsterized, seeing patients as fast as possible because we're really reimbursed for quantity, not for quality.
A primary care doctor who offers Botox treatments can make $600 in one 15-minute sitting.
We're going to have a lot of very good-looking people who are very unhealthy.
Dr. Jim Cox Chapman is chief medical officer of ProHealth Physicians, the largest primary care private practice in Connecticut.
I think that's a distress signal for primary care because these are people who entered in practice with the intention of providing long-term care for their patients, and they found that the system rewards procedures more than caring.
Each year, Congress must grapple with whether to cut payments to doctors in order to control Medicare costs. Though some doctors have few Medicare patients, the rates set by the federal health insurance plan are adopted by most private insurance plans as well.
Right now, the way we pay physicians is the most broken part of the Medicare system.
Gail Walensky is former head of Medicare under the first President Bush.
To just say, well, pay this one group more money, misses the crisis we are heading into. We need to fundamentally change how we reward physicians and reward those physicians who do a good quality job, have good clinical outcomes, and get away from this notion of paying each and every service. We've got to get that better in balance.
Instead of cutting Medicare payments this year, Congress gave all doctors a small increase. But Walensky and others say that until there is a major overhaul of how doctors are paid in this country, More physicians of all kinds will spend time attending to their patients' beauty needs rather than to their health. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.
Ah, there's nothing like headbanging a bit to the Dead Kennedys during the show. Our colleague Madeline Brand would appreciate this. She is a huge DK fan, but you know what? Madeline's on vacation. I'm here, so you're stuck with my musical choices. Let's listen to a little Rufus Wainwright.
California, California, you're such a wonder that I think I'll stay.
You kids, you just don't understand real music and the beauty of a great Beach Boys harmony.
Speaking of youngins, let's give a little shout out to our California Dreamin' producer, Shireen Meraji. She's a bit of a Tupac fan. California,
there are so many songs about California. We'd like to hear your favorites. Please go to our blog right now. Tell us your favorite California song.
And if you're a musician, you can send us your California tribute. We'll air the best songs when our California Dreaming series concludes on Labor Day.
Get the details at npr.org/daydreaming.
That's npr.org/daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.